welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for making time in your schedule to join me today as we conclude a message I've been sharing, Turned Into Another Man. And with the Lord's help, we will be able to finish that today. But for many who have been so afflicted and bound, God has healing and deliverance for you. Those of you listening to me today, God's going to turn your midnight hours into the dawning of a new day and make you look different, talk different, walk differently, and feel differently. We were looking at an episode in the life of Saul when he was called of God, and the prophet Samuel was very explicit. After he anointed him, he poured oil on his head and told him that he was being anointed to be captain over all of Israel, in other words, to be the very first king. And he told him some very specific things that were going to happen. And that one of the final thing was to meet a company of prophets, and the Spirit of the Lord was going to come upon him, and he would be turned into another man, changed into another man. By that, in other words, he was still Saul. But it's what is this is referencing, and I began to share it yesterday. There is the anointing of God when it comes on a person, you don't lose control, but it is the unction and the empowering of God to do the things that God is asking. And in this case, the word of the Lord was fulfilled through the prophet Samuel, that when he was in the company of the prophets, he began to prophesy, and he was turned into another man, as the scriptures say in 1 Samuel, that 10th chapter. And so God wants to do the same for us. Many who have been bound and just feeling as if they were in a valley experience, that they haven't moved, that they've just been stuck. God's going to unstick you, if you will, if you have the ears to hear and the heart to believe and the faith to receive. He wants to move you on into the destiny and the plans that He has for you. Remember what He spoke through Jeremiah, "I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future, not to hurt you." He wants to bless you. And God is able to actually turn men into other men, women into other women, or perhaps a better way to put it, He's actually able to so transform us and so anoint us that we will be who God has meant us to be in the very beginning. And beloved, if you have ears to hear, He's going to change you from what you were into the person He has designed you to be, filled with His Word and His Spirit. And you're going to be anointed of God to walk in that hundredfold discipleship walk. God wants our heart to be filled with His glory, His love, His peace, His power, His anointing, and His blessings. God is giving us a message that is as old is the beginning of His Word, but it is a new word of life to those who are in sin, to those who are in need, to those who are in despair and depression and oppression. God is going to bring forth a message with a fresh anointing and a double portion of His Spirit and power. Paul said, "I came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God." And God wants to change you and I, beloved. You might feel, "Well, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm not called to ministry, and there's nothing really special about me." There was nothing special about those fishermen that God called. He didn't call great scholars. Paul was a great scholar, but when you look at his 12 original disciples? They were tax collectors. They were fishermen. They were not the elite of society. They were not the cream of society. They weren't the intellectuals. They weren't the theologians. They weren't the Pharisees or the scribes. He called simple, ordinary people. And so God wants to change you and I, beloved, into new people that we might obey His voice and be up to the challenge before us. When God changed Moses into a new man, if you will, on Mount Sinai, he was face to face with God. God spoke with him as a man does with his friend. God was preparing him for the glorious and humongous task, if you will, of leading that great host of people through the wilderness. And God was preparing Saul to rule over Israel when he changed him into a new man, when the Spirit of God came upon him. And there was also another man that was changed into another man, if you will, and his name was Saul. He was the Saul of the New Testament. We find in Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 3, that Saul had made havoc of the church when he was face to face with Jesus. Well, let me read verse 3 of chapter 8. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, and committed them to prison. And as a result, that, of course, that caused the word to be scattered. People, believers scattered, and the word was preached. What seemed to be a bad thing turned out to be a good thing, because they'd been sitting in Jerusalem, and God said, go to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Sometimes we have to take a little encouragement, right? And if we're not responsive to the Lord, He knows how to change our circumstances, so we are then willing to do what He's asked us to do. But when he met Jesus face to face, as we see in that 9th chapter, it says he journeyed, verse 3 in chapter 9, suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. He fell to the earth, heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he knew he was having an encounter with God. He was trembling, astonished. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told unto thee what thou must do. And of course, others, they heard a voice, but they saw no man. And he went into Damascus. The Lord spoke to him. He prepared Ananias's heart, and he said, I'm sending you to a man named Saul, and you will put your hands on him. He will receive his sight. And when he did that, the Lord said unto him, to Ananias, he said, go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And of course, Ananias did that. And Saul was changed into another man. It took that face-to-face encounter. Something happened. It was the presence. It was the anointing of God. Oh, hallelujah, beloved. Do you see the potential that God has for his people? And it's going to take the anointing. We have, you know, so many over the years, the church growth seminars and all these marvelous little programs that are birthed and all the books that are written, how to increase your church. We pastored for many years, my husband and I, and there are many good ideas, but beloved, I suggest to you the best way we can see the church grow is by following the pattern of Jesus. He preached the word and he healed the sick. He drove out demons. He took authority over devils. They were cast out. And that, to me, that sounds a lot like what Jesus said in Mark, the 16th chapter. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The question is, will we believe? Do we believe that God meant what he said? I shared it just a few days ago, but let me just turn to Mark, and we're going to read what Jesus said. Some have said, well, you know, that's not in the original. Well, it's in most of all. Only two New Testament manuscripts of Mark don't have what is written. But let's hear again what Jesus said. Well, let me get to Mark. I'm in Luke. Luke is good. He's wonderful. But we want to read what Mark declares, the words of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall, in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That, of course, is not referring to snake handling. It's referring to demonic attacks, the demonic spirits. And it says, finally, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are the signs that Jesus spoke about. And let me share in closing, I just want to share some beautiful passages in Isaiah, the 25th chapter. Isaiah says, O Lord, thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. It says in verse 4, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is a storm against the wall. And thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers. And in this mountain, verse 6, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, well refined. Praise God. And it says in verse 8, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Verse 9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And of course, this has a future fulfillment, but we can experience it now in the very anointing of the Lord. And Psalm 28, verses 6 to 8, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. Claim this, beloved. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. He's going to help you, beloved. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Beloved, that is the message. He is the anointing. He is your anointing. He is the one that can change you into a new man. Hallelujah. Change you into another person. Change you into the person God has meant you to be. Amen and amen. I could preach for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support, your generous offerings of support that enable us to continue. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.